3. We don't need to do roll call. Everybody's here. May I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
A motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. The minutes from last meeting are there. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes?
Nope.
I hear a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. Public comment. Do we have any public?
We do, but there is no comment at this time.
Okay. Then we'll move on to the one piece of business, which is sort of an update and some further discussion and clarification on the strategic plan implementation. And I'll turn it over to Chris and go ahead, Chris.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Director Zendel. So the last meeting that we had in November, part of what came out of that meeting was a direction to staff to come back with the top 3 priority goals. And so we've been working on that, the team, with, with Will, Megan, Donna, Alejandro, all with the idea of focusing on what goals seem to make sense for out of the 7 that were produced in the strategic plan. So what staff is recommending is goals 1, 2, and 3 as the priority goals. And goal 1 is essentially an internal one with regard to funding, internal funding, getting resources, the hospital lease, et cetera. Goals 2 and 3 have to do with grant funding related to those 2 goals. And so that's what staff is recommending, the focus be on those and wanting to get some clearer direction on a couple of the other goals. But what's really important here is there's a lot of work surrounding administratively with the website, the BlackBaud, which is the grant application process or grant awards process, and also with relation to communications. And so it's a significant effort that we want to make sure that we're communicating to the public exactly what we are intending to fund so we have a clear message that we can communicate to the public and our grantees. Because we do have 7 goals, but we are proposing that we're focusing from a funding standpoint and communication and all the administrative setup that we're focusing our grant funding on goals 2 and 3. And so we just want to make sure that we're on the right page with that, with the committee, and to clarify if there's any other funding areas that we need to incorporate into any of this administrative process and communications process. And I'll kind of leave it at that for a moment. If there's some feedback, discussion from the committee and or staff.
I have a couple of comments, but I want to hear first from Karen and Letty. Would you like to opine?
Yes, I just want to better understand about the BlackBaud issue. What I'm understanding is that by doing 1, 2, 3, that we'll set up our website to be able to accommodate those 3 priorities. Is that for the whole 5 years, or if is that just for like 3 of the years? I think I don't remember where I read that.
That's a great question. And so that's since it was essentially kind of determined that we have 7 goals that are for put in place for the 5 years, but all 7 goals, it's kind of unrealistic to be focusing on all 7 goals in, year 1 and all the way through all 5 years. So the intent would be to focus primarily you know, in this first year. And when I say first year, you know, we're, you know, halfway through the current fiscal year. So the thought would be what's decided here would go through June of 2023, so that we're focusing what I just indicated on goals 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. But we, at future date with the committee and ultimately board, et cetera, if there's change that needs to be done to focus more on some of these other areas, once we're giving some significant and measurable results from the current efforts on the first three goals. And mind you, the first three goals have the higher priority strategies included within those goals. And so that's where the effort makes sense to really focus. And then as time passes, when we're updating, you know, from a strategic planning standpoint, you know, it can be updated, you know, say June 2023 and the future years to change that focus a little bit if necessary, if we need to add some additional things or change things within Black Bout and the grant funding focus, that, you know, those things can be done, you know, say a year and a half down the line, so that we're really giving a very concerted effort to these three first three goals, and really do some justice, hopefully, with those goals, and have, you know, some measurements that were defined that are also part of the packet that were presented to the program committee and the board last month. And so those are primarily focused on goals 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. And so that's, hope that answered your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you. My follow-up question to that is just to get a better understanding of this. So going back to Black Bout, so my understanding is that this is the way we accept the applications and we then put them in the process for determination and decision. But if, for example, we have an issue that comes up, let's say 6 months down the road, that is, for example, let's just throw something out, like Palm Springs homeless shelter, that we think that by considering a contribution, that would make a project go forward. That's not really like a traditional application. So we could consider that without messing up this kind of process that we're setting up now, right? Or no?
It can be done. It's just, you know, we really want to be able to focus the communications and all of our efforts on these first three goals. Doesn't mean that if the board, you know, were to come at a later date, like the example that you just expressed, and, you know, the board decides to provide some resources, we can accommodate that process.
Okay, I just want that flexibility there, but it's probably not going to happen. But if it were to fall into our hands where we have an opportunity to, you know, to make something move forward. Mm-hmm. So that's what I just wanted, is that flexibility that I talked about at the last time, that not being able to say we're not going to consider number 6 or 7 because it's not the top three. But I understand that we want to focus on the top three, and this makes sense to me. Thank you.
Yeah. So all of the communications plan that would be set up, the website, even though it's identifying the 7 goals of the strategic plan, all the communication is going to be around with regard to grant funding with goals 2 and 3.
Okay.
President Borja.
Hi, everyone. I'm trying to figure out if in the second to last bullet point, on page 5, the last dark bullet point, first light bullet point, it says, identifying grant funding availability, if applicable, for goals 5 to 7, Are you all planning to bring something back to us, like what is on page 39? Like a super detailed outline like that, or what might be the outcome of that bullet point?
Well, I think, you know, all of the measurements that are defined on pages 37 through 39 are intended for goals 2 and 3. So those, to my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, grants program people, that these are going to be set as measures for any grants that are provided under goals 2 and 3. And that's part of the concern and issue that we have to really focus on these, because there's not that kind of definition or level of detail in the other grants, because they are not considered as heavily grant focused as goals 2 and 3. So the intent then would be to come back at a later date when we feel like, or the committee and the board feel like, we're making some headway on goals 1 through 3. And if then we need to shift some focus to the other goals, which, you know, have strategies that are lower in priority, you know, medium or moderate priority, or some of them even low priority. So those would be come back and addressed at a later date. We just want to be able to make sure that we have a clean, clear communication and administrative process, so that we don't have, you know, the grantees and the community, you know, coming back and saying, you know, you're not giving us a clear focus, and we want to apply for a grant on, you know, goal, you know, 5 or 6, and we're not focusing on that right now.
I think those are my questions for right now, Dr. Zindel.
Okay, I have a couple points. Part of the problem is the nomenclature, and that we're talking about goals and we're talking about strategic priorities. And those two terms is like a Venn diagram, and there's a lot of overlap in that. And you can see that because within, although most of the high strategic priorities are in goals 1, 2, and 3, there are some, there's at least one high strategic priority in goal 4, and there are some moderate priorities and even a low priority in goal 1, 2, and 3. So I think that's part of the confusion here. I also think that the priorities can change. When we set these priorities up, we looked at the need first, and then we looked at what impact we thought the district could make, and we looked at what opportunities there were for us to be involved. And I think that it's everything changes, as we've seen just in the last 6 months with COVID. And I think, Letty, the example you gave is a great example. If 6 months from now, there is this great opportunity to really get the Navigation Center off the ground, and it with a big impact, and we and the board decide that it wants to increase that strategic priority, we have the right to do it. Are we going to advertise it? No. But that's, I think, the reason why all of us, staff especially, are involved in the community. And if we saw something, or if somebody came to us and said, is this something that could be of interest to the district, then I think staff should do a cursory look into it and then consult with the appropriate people on the board to see if we want to reevaluate whether that priority, strategic priority for that one issue, needs to be increased. Is that too obtuse, or Chris, does that make sense?
Well, it does. What our concern is that we don't want to create an image in the community that that, you know, anybody and everybody can come to the district, and also keeping in mind AB 2019, that, you know, that we're going to fund these other goals right now, unless there's a specific kind of deal. And to me, that communication would be, you know, coming to a director from some situation like what Director DeLara just mentioned, that, you know.
Well, let me just stop there for a minute. I think that kind of communication, if and when it does come to a director, needs to immediately be forwarded to staff to vet and deal with before it ever gets brought up before any kind of committee. And then the staff can then, in consultation with the president, you know, decide, you know, let's let the strategic planning committee look at this, or let's chat with the program committee to see if this is something that that we want to look at the strategic priority again on. Yeah, and I think, Chris, you raise a good point. I think we need to emphasize over and over again that we have a process for requests coming forward, and that it cannot be short-circuited and people can't go around it. I guess the other point I'd make is there are, I think we should, what we should communicate is the language, for example, in goal five that says, you know, we have a moderate interest in strategic priority of playing a role in raising awareness and facilitating progress on blah, blah, blah. That doesn't talk about funding like the goals in two and three talk about. So we're not advertising funding. We're advertising that we're interested in being in part of the discussion. And we're not really looking for grants. On the other hand, on goals two and three, we are looking for grants. In fact, we need to look for grants because we have, especially this year, we have this money and we don't want to see it idle. So we need to be looking for opportunities to fund grants that improve access to primary, specialty, and behavioral health, mental health services. That's my point of view. Any other comments, Letty, Karen, staff?
Yeah, I have some other comments and questions. Is what you just pointed out, Director Zendo, is I guess I want to make sure that I understand the process, not only for the grants of goals two and three and how that is going to work. I think that's going to be just a simpler way, but just to educate the directors on how that's going to work. But also, how would it work if there was the other less likely, but the exception case? Like, for example, if Director Rogers is at a CBAG homelessness committee and she hears about some plan that she thinks that needs to be considered, like Director Zendo said, she would contact the CEO and say, hey, this is what I heard. I turn it over to you. Is that the way it would work? Because of AB 2019, I'm not sure how exceptions would actually have the opportunity to be considered. So maybe that could be clarified.
Well, I would just amend what you just said. In addition to what you just said, the director would let the CEO know about it, but also they might mention to the person that's talking to them, you might want to contact our CEO or one of the staff people to discuss our process and our priorities and goals to see if there is an opportunity for that.
And you know, to that point as well, I think the directors need to be very understanding of what we're trying to focus on. If we're going to decide that goals one, two, and three are our priorities, then part of our communication should also be coming from the directors in that regard, because we have to keep in mind, you know, we have limited resources, whether it being, you know, staff-wise or funding-wise. And yes, we have a fairly good pool of grant funds right now, but, you know, the in my mind, the directors should be very mindful of what we decide meaning the board as a whole, decides to really focus on these priority goals. And if there really is something that that a director, in that instance, Director DeLauro with Director Rogers coming from the Homelessness Committee, it really should be thought of, is this something that we really want to address? And then if it is, okay, come to the CEO with that. And then the CEO then can determine, you know, staff-wise, and then if it's something that, you know, should come to the program committee or strategic planning committee, et cetera. Then if it moves through that process and it's something that collectively the board decides to do or fund, then, you know, obviously we need to address and take care of that.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that we're clear on when something like that is likely to happen. Like, for example, you know, I know that President Borja and I both, I haven't been as involved, but I hope to be, we both have been interested in the AB 617 issue. If I'm in that meeting and there's something that there, the healthcare district could serve a role in, you know, staff time or something, then I want to make sure that, you know, first of all, it is a goal. So it is important to us. Is it the top three? No, it's not. But if the process would be for it to be considered for allocation of resources, whether it's staff time or whether it's a $100,000 grant, I want to know that what is the process to that, for it to be clear that it goes to the CEO and the CEO then determines, you know, how it's going to be considered. And for the board to actually at some point say, yes, it does, it is something we want to think about, or no, we don't want to think about it. I wanted to get to the board for that body to make the decision and not for it to just, you know, kind of go to never, never land.
But wouldn't before it got to the board, wouldn't the staff need to mm-hmm. present a case yes. to right. either a committee or the a committee
with a recommendation? Yeah.
Well, but also says that because of need, impact, and opportunity, we feel that this is a higher priority than the overall category
yeah.
suggests that it would be, and therefore. We feel that it's appropriate for staff to look into this with some more detail, and we either feel we have the staff to do it, or you know it's a good idea, but we don't have the staff to do it. Board, what do you want to do? Because you know they can't hire new staff without the board saying to do that. And right. if they pull the staff away from other projects that are higher priorities, then we as a board have a right to say, well, why did you pull staff away from this high priority thing and start looking at this one without talking to us?
Well, so, and I think that's very important. And you hit on it directly, Director Zindel, that needs to come through the committees, strategic planning, as well as program committee, if there is something that's outside of what we're focusing on 1, 2, and 3, so that it does come through proper channel consideration vetting. And then, you know, staff can certainly address whatever the board does direct staff to do. We just want to essentially kind of create some guideline or boundaries, so to speak, with what our concerted effort is. And then if these kind of one-off kinds of things, and, you know, I think when we're calling them one-off, you know, they kind of need to be that. It's not something that's coming on a regular basis. Otherwise, I think we lose what is intended for, you know, the focusing on those priority goals. But certainly anything that, you know, comes through that process that's being defined, that comes to the CEO and then, you know, through committee levels, then ultimately to the board if it's recommended from the committees, I think is the appropriate process.
I totally agree with what you just laid out, Chris. But if we could just have that be in writing somewhere so that there's clear understanding that by agreeing that goals three and four are our, or two and three, I'm sorry, two and three are our top ones to be able to dedicate resources to actually have an impact. And if there is some reason to consider something from five, six, or seven, that there is, that staff is the one that directs how it's gonna move forward, and that there'll be a recommendation from staff which will educate the board on what is the you know, financial impacts, the you know, does it possibly affect goals three and four besides, you know, something for it to finally be board decided at the end. And then at that time we have that information and we decide whether we want to do that or not. But I just don't like it not to be stated somewhere as to the process.
Would it be helpful to have a flow diagram?
It's kind of like the exception. If it could just be the exception clause, you know, that there, that if it's something that what happens if that would happen. And if the flow chart, it's fine, but if it could just be a couple of sentences to determine what it is, how it's going to be dealt with, you know, to just kind of define that.
Okay, we can put some definition to that. I don't think a flow chart is really necessary, but, you know, create some language around that so that we have, you know, and I think it'd be good so that, you know, especially like for the CEO to, if he's having these ideas that are brought, you know, from the directors. And again, you know, I think the directors need to keep in mind that, you know, that collectively the board is deciding if it's goals one, two, and three that we're really focusing, and that's our inner communications. That, you know, to keep that in mind when we're hearing these other alternatives to consider, that they're really something that the board really wants to address.
I also think it reinforces the idea that whenever an issue comes to a committee or to the board, it has to be fully vetted, or to the extent that the staff feels they can, vet it with the information that the committee or the board is going to need to make a decision. And if the staff feels that it doesn't have the resources to fully vet the issue, it needs to then go to the committee and the board to say, look at, this is something we feel we should look into more, but we don't have the staff. And in order to give you a complete staff report, because we can't expect you to make a decision with not full information. And I'm not speaking, you know, hypothetically here, because I think there have been times in the past couple of years that things have come to the board without full background information and a chance for the committee to really discuss it and then move it on to the board. I think that flow goes in both directions to make sure the staff knows what the board wants and the board knows what the staff needs.
Well, and you make a good point, Director Zendel, that, you know, to me, ultimately, it should be the consensus of the board, whether it's 4-3, whatever, the majority of the board that ultimately gives the direction to staff to expend whatever time and commitment of resources to do on these alternative types of areas. And that, to me, should then come through what we just talked about, that would go through the CEO to one or both of the program or strategic planning committees. And then, you know, for the board then to give direction that's where we need to expend some resources on that particular topic. Because, you know, what we want to avoid also is, say, an individual director coming in to the CEO and saying, I want, you know, to really focus on this, but yet the full board has not given a consensus to direct staff to do that. So
I also think, let me just add one more point in that, for if a director has an issue, I think it's better to bring it up to the CEO directly than at the end of a meeting when they sort of list things they want staff to do or they'd like to have addressed. I think it would be better, although I don't think there's anything we can do to prevent it, but I think it'd be better if the director went directly to the CEO to discuss the issue rather than bring it up in public. That's just my point of view. Karen, do you have any comments?
That was actually going to be my sort of other train of thought over here. It'd be like, what if we brought something up to the CEO with president, vice president, agenda making, would bring it to the board, and then the board would decide what committee it goes into, whether it's the strategic planning committee first or the program committee. I think I finally caught up with you all. I was like pretty confused at the beginning, but I finally caught up where we're at. So I'm just wondering what it might look like instead of sending it down to the committees first, having the CEO bring it to the board first, and then deciding at that level, yes or no, we want to expand resources, take it into committees. I may be way off.
I would think that that's the job of the president and the CEO to decide what are the appropriate committees. Because don't forget, the president really is in charge of the committees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it may be that you decide with the CEO that this committee is appropriate, but then people on that committee will say, no, I'd like this other committee to weigh in. But hopefully you'll have a sense of what the board would like to have that discussion before it reaches the complete board. I don't know, Letty, what do you think about that?
I agree completely. I think that 99% of the time, you're going to be able to decide what committee you want to assign it to. And if there are that 1% chance that you think, I'm not really sure if this is even an issue, or that I don't agree with it, and I don't think the board's going to agree with it, and then that's when you can decide to bring it to the board for discussion, maybe even in a workshop, because it's kind of something that we're not comfortable with or something. But I think the majority of the time you're going to be able to know where you wanted to go in discussion with the CEO.
And you also have the opportunity of talking to the chair of the committee to see how she or he feels about that being on their agenda.
Well, and I think President Borja makes a great point, because, you know, at the board level, maybe there's, I'm just being devil's advocate, but maybe there's four people that are not in total agreement with moving forward on a particular topic. They could say from the board level then that say, okay, yeah, that's worthy of bringing through committee and bringing back more information to the board. We could get through the committee level and then get to the board and saying, well, we didn't agree to any of that. But
I guess I just think that we've had problems in the past because things went to the board without going through committee, where a lot of problems would have been uncovered and unhappiness averted is my memory of stuff. Letty, what do you think?
Well, and I think because there was kind of a lot of work that was done and brought to the board versus just the topic itself to say, okay, board, do you want resources expended by staff and direction to work on this and then come back through the committees?
I guess I would hope the CEO and the president believe that that's a worthwhile thing before it comes back to the board for a full discussion. I think if the CEO and the president really don't feel that it's worthwhile, I mean, again, they could check in with a chair or two without, you know, defeating the Brown Act. I guess it's not a Brown Act, but if it is a Brown Act thing, you have to be careful how many people you talk to. But I think that's the way to resolve it. Karen, other things? Letty?
Nope, I think it's been covered.
Staff, do you feel that your questions have been answered and that you are clear what the next steps are?
Okay, so where staff is understanding that we will focus all of the efforts that we're talking about with regard to the website, the communications, the grant application, goals 1, 2, and 3, and 2 and 3 are predominantly grant funding. We will create a process document that will indicate then how an idea that might come from a director or whoever it might be that is outside of those three goals that still fits within the goals of the strategic plan, that the process will be identified, that it goes to the CEO, will be in discussion with the board president. If it's deemed necessary from there, assigned to either the one or both of the program or strategic planning committee. If it's deemed necessary to see if we want input from the board, then the president and CEO can and decide that at the time. Right?
Yeah, I would add to that a little section that talks about when a director hears about a project that is in goal 2 and 3, we've only talked about the ones that are outside of that, but we ought to re-emphasize the process for goals 2 and 3 of how a director hearing about a project or a potential project should respond. Because I think, as you said earlier, it's important that all the directors are giving the same message to potential grantees about what the process is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we get a communications effort put together, that we'll be putting working on, that I think the messaging, you know, needs to hold constant at the board level too. And keeping that in mind when the board members are communicating in the public too, that to be able to indicate that, you know, whatever the item might be, unless it's, something, if it's within what the goals 2 and 3 are, the directors, then my mind would go to the staff and ask how to go through a grant application process. If it's aside from that, then talk to the CEO.
There still is a lot of misunderstanding of the meaning of whatever that AB whatever is. And so
I was
maybe
going to ask about that. Yes, we could be walking a thin line on that one again.
Well, I do think that there's an opportunity for us to, I mean, whenever we ask Jeff about it, he sort of states what it says. And then anyway, I think it's an opportunity for us to reemphasize what, not only what it says, but what it means in practicality, in how we as a district operationalize that to make sure that we don't go astray. And basically what it says, by the way, if you read whatever the AB number is that everything needs to go through the process that we have created, and you can't go around the process.
So we create a process that makes us more able to solicit than that. I'm trying to be creative here.
Well, I think the way it reads is that they don't want people short-circuiting the process. First of all, it tells the healthcare districts you need to create a process. Mm-hmm. And then it says no one can go around the process.
Well, and that's part of why this definition needs to be put in place, because we can create a communications plan that promotes these goals. And then that's a message that can go out, and, you know, whether it be on the website, it's the communications that happens with grantees, that these are our goals, and the priority or the strategic areas or strategy areas within. And if you have something that works for that, or you believe that it does, then, you know, you go through the application and the vetting process through the program department. And I mean, that's our process there. You know, the soliciting that I think Director Delara, you're talking about is, you know, we can't be out soliciting and meeting with whoever to develop an idea or something that's outside of what we're focusing on here. And I mean, that those are the areas that I think that we need to be careful of. Donna, do you have some additional feedback on that?
No, you did mention that there was a we do have a process in place, and this is what we do tell the grantees, that, you know, and for transparency and being unbiased, it all starts with a letter of interest, or, you know, we're going to be kind of revamping that now to a preliminary application, or what was the word we were using, Megan, I forgot, but it, for our own sake, but it starts with that. So anybody can apply for anything, and then but then we look at it as staff and vet it, how it fits within the parameters. The only thing we'd be adding to the process would be now that it must fit within the must fit in with the goals of 2, 2, and 3.
So AB 2019 says individual meetings regarding grants between an applicant and a district board member, officer, or staff outside of the established grant process is prohibited.
Right.
Staff may provide technical assistance upon request from potential and current grantees.
And that's our process. And we've mentioned that. And our process begins with an LOI. Once they start with the LOI, and then we can open up dialogue.
What about the grant that we just approved with the RAP Foundation, $300,000?
That wasn't a grant, Karen. Yeah, it was more.
That would not fit into this process. Is what we're saying today right now.
If it was a grant, it would, because they if we had decided it for to be a grant, it would fit in with goal number 3, which is access to mental health and behavioral health, and we have performance measures specific to that, and RAP also has some similar performance measures as well. That's why this makes like a really good partnership. But this is their RFP. But it also is establishing our behavior health initiative and our performance measures as well.
So it doesn't fall into it doesn't fall into the AB 2019 definition, right?
Right.
Which therefore doesn't fit into what we're talking about today with goal 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, it's a cooperative agreement where we're helping fund. Putting out RFPs to do things that are that fit our strategic goal, but in terms of Donna, help me with this. It doesn't go through the scoring process or any of those other
things. No, this is RAP's RFP. We are just contributing additional funds to make more of an impact, to so have an opportunity for more grantees to be able to move those performance measures or address those performance measures. Which they develop, but we also have developed our own, which are very similar. And so as we start granting our own grants with those performance measures, it will be a collaborative effort, actually, because they don't have their own performance measures and we have totally separate ones. We have a little bit more than what RAP has, but we're all going down the same path.
But the board had to approve designating some of the funds we've already approved for behavioral health to add to this, correct? Is that what we did?
It came from the Behavioral Health Initiative Fund, the $2 million fund.
Right, but the board, we had to vote. We voted to do that. The board voted to do that.
Which you did in December.
Right, that's what I mean. So it does go through the board for approval, but not through the grant process.
Correct.
And therefore wouldn't be subject to the process we're talking about today.
Right. Okay. This is all going through RAP's portal, RAP's grant making management system.
All right, any other issues or questions on this topic?
And I think some of the definition to this that we just talked about, I think with working with Will on the communications part of it, some of that's going to be internal to just define what we've clarified here.
Okay. All right. If there's no other business or comments, then Are there any? Then I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting then, okay? Have a good rest of the day. Some of you I'll see in a few minutes or in an hour. And some of you will see other people. And you already had a meeting today, didn't you?
I'm just curious, did we address all the questions that staff had? So I want to make sure that we're clearer than we were before. So, all right.
Well, we never really defined what is a situational basis. We were going to ask on that one. Remember, Chris?
I think that's what's been talked about, all these situations that were presented, how we address them. So like the navigation center, or, you know, if a director comes with an idea that comes from the homelessness committee or something like that.
So situational basis would be whether it's actual financial resources or staff resources or other kinds of resources.
I think the reason why we left it that way, Donna, is because we want to have the flexibility that it has to be a very small window, that just not anything's going to come through that window, but just enough that it has to be enough of a cause or a project or something, whether it's timing, whether it's amount, whether it's urgency, all of those things. I think if we try to define it, then I think it'll kind of defeat the purpose of leaving it up to the board to decide whether it does, whether it should be something that we support at the time.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, I think of the words unique or exceptional as situational, but again, the more words you try to, you know, look up from the thesaurus, you're going to tie yourself up a little more than you need to. So,
I think the component that where it talks about awareness, I mean, I think we're already involved with some of that, with, you know, being on the homelessness committee and you know, different areas that we're, you know, Conrado's on different committees or boards. And so I think we're in process already with awareness in several of these areas.
I think, and maybe this, Will, you can comment on this. I think it's important that no one say the healthcare district is no longer involved in homelessness. I think that that is something that some people are interpreting from this, and it's incorrect. And we need to make sure that we communicate why it's incorrect and not let that incorrect message get out. Is that fair? Liddy, Karen?
Yeah, well, it's same thing. It applies to environmental issues. Of course, we still care. It's just that we have a higher priorities, but, you know.
Well, and we're involved. We're still involved. We have people going to commit meetings, mm-hmm. and both staff and directors. And if a situation comes up with a unique project, then the CEO can decide to look into it further and bring it forward to see if the board is interested in increasing its strategic priority.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Andrea, I like your hairstyle. Very soft.
Thanks, Lenny.
Looks like a movie star.
Yeah, I thought, who is that person?
A movie star from the 40s. That's cute.
See you soon.